Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. This is a bonus episode where we are going to talk about Season 2, Episode 1 of Star Wars Resistance. This is a full spoiler episode, so if you do not want to know what happens in the first episode of Season 2 of Star Wars Resistance, then save this for a later date. Otherwise, if you're okay with me sharing the details with you and the key points from the story, then by all means, let's do it. But before I jump in, I do want to say that it would be awesome if you do check this out, and if you have any responses to it on YouTube or Facebook or at sw7x7.com about this episode and about what happens in episode one, please be sure not to comment with any spoilers, so that way anybody who stumbles across this, you know, won't have it spoiled, because this episode probably will not actually debut on the Disney Channel for as many as 6 months. So let's, you know, be real cool about it, okay? No spoilers on any social media. And here we go. So the episode is called Into the Unknown. And what happens is they arrive out of hyperspace, and it turns out that they are approximately 3 parsecs away from Dakar. So they are in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, I like, you know, the distance thing for a parsec. That's great. You know, they... it's always fun to see that used. Anyway, so... one of the interesting things about this is that, you know, they arrive in the middle of nowhere, essentially. There are no planetary systems around nearby. They just know that Dakar is, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away. But their systems, like, they are out of coaxium to the degree that they are not going to be able to make another hyperspace jump. So that is going to have some interesting implications for further episodes of the season. And the other thing that's kind of interesting about this is that, you know, we know from The Last Jedi that the First Order has the ability to track ships through hyperspace, but not exactly track. It's more like a mathematical calculation, and they have, you know, quantum computers that are powered by kyber crystals, and so they're able to crunch numbers like crazy and be able to reduce the probabilities of where a ship jumped to, you know, a very infinitesimal level. And they can't do that this time because they didn't get all the coordinates posted in, or at least Niku did not get all the coordinates for Dakar posted into the hyperdrive system before they jumped. So in theory, the First Order should not be able to track them. However, it turns out that there is another way that the First Order could potentially find the Colossus in the middle of nowhere. And that is the fact that our main antagonist in the episode is the evil BB unit, who apparently survived the fall down the elevator shaft, and it turns into a bit of a little horror movie thing where first CB-23 goes to fix a transmitter and then disappears, and then Niku goes to investigate and then Niku disappears, and so Tora and Kaz have to go investigate, and they end up getting in a huge fight with the evil BB unit, and ultimately, naturally, they dispatch the BB unit and cast it off into space. But not before the BB unit has been able to repurpose the repaired transmitter and tries to send a long-range signal to the First Order to let them know of the Colossus's whereabouts. It seems like, just based on the dialogue, that they were able to stop the signal before it was able to get to the First Order, before the transmission was complete, so that way they may have been able to protect their whereabouts. But, you know, I don't know if that's really going to end up happening. We'll see. You know, at some point they're going to have to get found, and, you know, maybe that's going to happen when they eventually get to Dakar. I suppose that's certainly a possibility. And in the meantime, there are, you know, a lot of physical comedy situations that happen because of the fact that artificial gravity is one of the systems that is having trouble once they come out of hyperspace. A lot of different systems are having trouble, and so they're trying to figure out how to prioritize what to fix and, you know, and what they think they can get done before they're, you know, able to jump to hyperspace again, to be getting, you know, defensive cannons online, shields online, all these things. But artificial gravity is out, which causes all sorts of shenanigans, not just for our heroes, but also in Aunt Z's bar, as everybody is entertaining the heck out of themselves floating all around. And then, you know, as artificial gravity gets fixed and then breaks again and fixed and then breaks again, there's a lot of up, down, smashing around, which is good fun and a lot of good physical slapstick with Kaz as usual. So, yeah, ultimately a very fun episode, but also a very, you know, emotional episode as well for a reason that I'm going to explain after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey there. If you're enjoying all the coverage that I'm bringing you from Star Wars Celebration and what I do every single day for you at Star Wars 7x7, I hope you'll consider putting something in the tip jar at patreon.com/SW7X7. $1, $3.27, $5.01 or more. Honestly, every little bit helps, and every little bit is just as exciting as every other little bit. Please consider supporting me in the work of delivering Star Wars stories and interviews to you on a daily basis at patreon.com/SW7X7.
Welcome back. So the reason why this episode also gets emotional is because there is some time spent with Tam as well. Now before Tam, you know, comes in to talk to Agent Tierney again, Agent Tierney and Commander Pyra get dressed down by Captain Phasma, so Gwendolyn Christie guest stars in this episode. She's not happy that they lost the Colossus, and she says, you know, better find it or I will personally oversee your execution. So yeah, stakes are high. So they, you know, talk to Tam once again, and Tierney says, you know, your friends are out there somewhere. And Tam's like, they're not my friends anymore. I just want to be a pilot, and, you know, they betrayed me, and, you know, the First Order is just trying to make things safer in the galaxy. And so they say, well, great, then you can be a cadet pilot. So she gets to be a cadet pilot, and we see her at the end of the episode in, you know, her, you know, full military uniform. And meanwhile, Kaz still feels terrible about the situation with Tam and says, you know, if there was only some way I could explain it to her, you know, and, you know, try and set things right. And so they figure out that they, you know, there's some comm link that she ought to have that can be sent over a secure channel so it can't be traced, but there's no way that he will ever know whether Tam gets the message or not. So he tries to record an apology for her. And as Tam is admiring her new uniform and kind of in wonderment about the fact that she's now a pilot, her little comm blinks, sounds off, beeps, and she starts to hear Tam saying, look, or starts to hear Kaz saying, I'm so sorry, I'm, you know, I made a terrible mistake, and she just shuts it off super angrily, you know, and just gets rid of it. And she is, you know, looking at her TIE fighter pilot's helmet, and ultimately puts it on her head, and that is the final frame of Season 2, Episode 1 of Star Wars Resistance. Tam staring into the camera with her TIE pilot's helmet on. So she is now given over to the First Order, as it were. And so now we still have 6 months to wait to see what happens next. But that right there is the episode summary for Season 2, Episode 1 of Star Wars Resistance, Into the Unknown, our Resistance recap here for you. And that is going to do it for this bonus episode of the show as well. Thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.